Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back, baby.
What's good? We are finally here at the end of the road, end of the line. You know, we are here at the end of the semester. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. This episode is with the two Jacobs.
Yes.
One a senior and one a junior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're at the end of the road. It's a little crazy. I can't lie.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, just like knowing that like I'm potentially just done with school forever.
Yeah.
My life. Yeah. So, and I know like almost every episode I've been talking about how I'm like ready to go. And so like now that I'm here, like yeah, I'm glad we made it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just got like, you know, I do have my first exams next week. Actually, it's gonna be early.
Yeah.
Be early one, and then the rest of them. Yeah, we're gonna just get those out the way, and then we'll be done. But yeah, I'm happy. So how's the semester been for you?
It's been good, I would say. This semester has been probably one of the most exciting. This year in general has been one of the most exciting. This semester in general has been very workload. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff. And, like, we're coming into the end of the year, and I'm like, can we have a little bit longer? There's, like, so much stuff that I feel like, yeah, that, like, I wanted to, like, complete, and I feel like it's just kind of ending. And it's also crazy because, you know, I mean, with you and there's so many people leaving that I know that, like, I'm going to come in next year and I'm just going to be like, I miss my friends. Not the same.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's been a solid semester, I would say. And overall, like, good year.
Yeah, I would say for me, it's been pretty solid. I think it was probably at least, like, maybe once during the semester where, like, I kind of felt, like, a little, you know, I don't want to say drained, but just a little, like, you know, just kind of not having the motivation there. Mm-hmm. Having, like, like you said, it was, like, I've just been a lot this semester going on and so much, like, I've had to, like, cut out certain things to be able to do during the week because I have so much pretty much almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, on top of, like, you know, working in another city and then having my internship as well during the week and then also having, you know, classes and homework, you know, papers and projects and videos to edit, you know, stuff like that. So it was just a lot to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for me, yeah, I could definitely say, like, you know, semester was pretty solid. Grades are good, so I can't complain.
That's good, yeah.
What you got up for us coming up on this last on this last couple of weeks class? What you got coming up for us?
So, well, I mean, yeah, last day of classes is going to be on April 30th. I don't know if this episode will be out by that time, but I think this this last day of class is going to be a fun one. There's, like, the usual events. There's going to be the morning I think, like, a morning breakfast with the president.
All right.
I think there's going to be like a special lunch sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, like, from 3 to 6, they're going to have, like, the big event that they have in the main lawn with all the stuff. Your boy actually is going to be the caricaturist for this year.
Ooh.
So I'm going to have a booth 3 to 6.
Okay.
Make sure if you want a little fun portrait, make sure to come by.
Okay, okay, that's what's up.
And they got, like, other stuff. I think they got, like, a Rocket League, of course, like, inflatables, so people can, like, I don't know, like, battle with those, like, huge tube things. some sports. I think they have, like, a paint splash sort of thing, photo reel. They got a bunch of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And, of course, we also have late night breakfast, which is on the same day, and they're going to have, you know, the usual stuff that they have been doing, just a bunch of different activities. They serve breakfast, but they're also going to have a Smash Brothers tournament
there
at the pop about. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm about
okay.
to pop out for that.
Okay. there was also the Rocket. Did you go to the Rocket League tournament yesterday?
I stopped by for a little bit to celebrate. They were celebrating one of the seniors, mm-hmm. one of the captains, but no, I went to a Peace Ministry last night.
Okay. That's what's up.
Did you go to a tournament?
No, I had to go to work yesterday. I didn't want to go because they said, like, it was the Rocket League tournament. They had, you know, so the AirPods for the grand prize and everything. And I was like, I could definitely, you know, get an extra pair of those.
Yeah.
And since they said there was nobody on the team playing, like, anybody from the school could play, I wanted to, you know, take my chances there. So I wish I would have went, but it was cool. But yeah, is there anybody like listening that's interested in esports? You know, you always have the WPU esports team.
Oh yeah,
yeah. If you're like either you want to play on a team or just be a part of the club, you can do either or. So
yeah, just join. Like, I've definitely just, like, hung out with the Smash Brothers team and the Rocket League team. Like, you're always just, if you don't want to play, you're always just free to hang out.
Yeah.
And check out what they're doing. They're always having tournaments and stuff. And I know Rocket League a few weeks ago had like a little like live stream, and people got to watch our team play, and it was cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah. And so yeah, for the last day of class, yeah, that's I didn't know we had Spice Quest tournament, but then also I know we usually do giveaways too, like the raffles giveaways.
Oh, I forget what they're doing this year though.
We had them every year, I'm pretty sure. Was it last year or the year before they gave away a PS5 or one? They had like, because you know, they have the different choices, and you can either put like all your tickets in one, or you can like spread them out. In different ones. And so, like,
I know that, I think it was last semester that they, for last late night breakfast, that they had like an ice cream maker sort of thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think either last semester, The grand prize was either the PS5, or that was two semesters ago, or then the last one was a TV. I remember someone took a TV.
Yeah, I do remember last spring was a TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was looking insane. Forward to that, too. Hopefully, I can win. I haven't won a single raffle. I mean, I have faith. I'll be putting all of mine in one if I need to. But, yeah, I'll definitely look forward to the last day of class.
Yeah. Just, I'm ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
But those events are always really fun, and I'm looking forward to being the caricaturist. I think it'll be fun. Get a bunch of people stop by, but I hope everybody also gets to all the other booths and stuff, because it's always fun to just go around and look at all the different stuff, participate in that stuff. It's a really fun time.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed my time out there.
Yeah, I remember freshman year was really intimidating. I remember like going like when it like was like started like in this prime, but there were like so many people,
right?
And I was just like, you know, little baby freshman, and I was like, I'm gonna leave. And then I came back later. There was like a few people still there, like it was calmed down, and it was really fun. But last year I went for like the whole time, and it was really fun.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
You also want to talk about the showcase we also had recently?
Yeah, recap on some events that happened. Yeah, showcase spring 2023, real or 2024, I mean.
Yeah,
really good. Really solid showcase. The Peace Times, we had a presentation. We killed it. I think we killed it. We got to talk about our print editions, articles, our website, some of the awards we won. I got to talk a little bit about like the process of designing a lot of the print editions and talking about like the evolution of the art of the Peace Times this year. I think this year was definitely an experimental year, I want to say. I think it's always good to experiment, but this year, especially from me being on, was very experimental. Just playing with a lot of like different styles, what like the themes were. I think last fall was like one of the best print editions we've had in a long time with Spilled the Tea.
I remember that.
And also, it was probably like the most people we've had at a session. Like the classroom was almost full. So I would say that. It was a good turnout, and everybody else also had a lot of really good sessions too. Did you go to any sessions in particular?
No, I think I missed it because when I got up and I went out, I went out to the lunch on the line, and that stuff out there, music, and then I had all the food out there.
That was good.
I had to go to a meeting, and then after that, I was able to make it to the SGD. Showcase for a little bit, and the showcase was nice. I liked the little presentation they gave with one of the games and whatnot.
Yeah.
It made people laugh, so that was nice. And then I also started to present my... I was in the internship showcase, so I was there presenting my internship in the library, and I was there, and, you know, it was nice seeing all the people, like, crowd around, you know, seeing and, like, showing interest and stuff like that. And so, I'd, like, take that on, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's good. No, yeah, this was a fun showcase this year.
Yeah.
Always really fun. And also a lot of people won some student academic awards. Lillian Lewis, our podcast girl, won the Peace Times Award.
Ooh.
So
yeah.
Hook up. Congrats to Lillian. She absolutely killed this year on social media, so I think that was well deserved.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people got some good awards, and I think they're well deserved. And we also, speaking of that, we also had the student leadership awards that were yesterday. And a lot of people got some well deserved awards.
Nice.
And a lot of people were also honored You know, we had like orientation leaders, peer mentors, resident assistants, and it was good. And one of our guest speakers, Kesley Hilton, that was on the volleyball episode, actually won the Pacer Award.
Nice.
So congrats to her.
Always good to see that.
Yeah. So that was good. A lot of like this past week, a lot of like award stuff and a lot of just like presentation stuff. And I'm trying to think of, there's been like a little bit of like smaller events that have been going on.
I know today I saw, today on Bingham Lawn, there's going to be the, I literally just saw it when I was on the way here.
Mm-hmm.
It was cookout, I think some kind of, the cookout thing at the Bingham, the guy like a volleyball. Like,
oh, I think it's BSU. Is that today?
Yeah.
I thought that was yesterday.
4 to 6.
Oh, yeah, April 26th, BSU cookout.
Yeah.
I'll have to pop in for that. Almost, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I definitely might try to pop in.
Yeah, I'll definitely pop out because that looks fun.
Yeah.
But because yesterday was our last Peace Ministry meeting, which I think I've messed in Peace Ministry before, but it's a club where it's basically Bible study,
right.
Pretty much. You just talk about God, you know, the glory of God, and also just a place to kind of hang out, have fun, talk with friends and stuff. And it was the last one, and a lot of our seniors had helped lead the club. And can't lie, there were some tears shed.
Oh.
Can't lie. Yeah. It was bittersweet because it was like, oh, it's the last one. But it's just like, oh, it's the last one. But it was good, though.
Also, speaking of clubs, because I know you said you're also doing the
the Creative
Club.
So that club, because I messaged it at the very beginning, like the first podcast we did this semester. And that club has been like very like unofficial this year. Like we had the very first meeting. It was a great turnout. We had a lot of people show up. Mm-hmm. And then we did our second official meetup, which we basically created a little like handmade sketchbooks.
Okay.
And that was good. A lot of people came out and it was really fun. I got to make one myself and it came out really good. And we're planning on having one more meeting, like sort of a chill out vibe, like maybe sketch, like a sketch and sip sort of thing.
Gotcha.
On the on May 1st, which is reading day. I'm not super sure what time. We're probably gonna have it like early in the evening, maybe around like 6-ish. Me and our president, Juliana Moreland, we're figuring that out. But if you're listening to this and you don't have any plans for reading day, or if you're like stressed out, make sure to pop in.
Yeah, no, because I remember that, and I thought it was like, you know, it was a great idea to have some like creativity and mm-hmm. have like that another club added on to the list here that we have a piece, and I think that'll be nice for a lot of people who have those creative minds and like to, you know, do those things, whether it's just drawing or creating things, whether it's like digitally or, you know, on actual like, art on paper or anything like that. So I think that's a great thing.
I think, definitely next year. We're planning, because we're not like official yet, like we're not on the Pacer Engage, so I think next year this year or this semester particularly was good, because we started this semester was good to just kind of like set the bar and see like what we're trying to do, and I think we've got that figured out. So for next year we'll be official, and then we'll try to have like a lot more meetings throughout the year and try to, you know, get like, I would say, like, a lot more people, but we already had a decent amount of people come to the club, so just, but still bring in, try to get our name out there, and just to have a fun time.
Yeah. Is there anything else, like, school piece-wise, like, you know, events that you want to, or clubs, or anything like that you want to bring up?
Well, I know, like, I don't think it was last week, it might have been the week before, maybe it was last week, but we had Green Week, Green Team, which is another club organization that focuses on, you know, the earth and environment, like
we
saving the environment.
Earth Day last week.
Yeah, we did have Earth Day, but I think it might have been the week before. We had they did this thing called Green Week, and basically every day they just had like set up a little table and basically just did a little like crafts table for every day, did a different thing. So one day they had you could create your own paper. From like old pieces of paper and stuff, you can create like your own paper, like reuse paper, used paper.
Mm-hmm.
They also had an event like creating, like decorating a compost bin, and a bunch of like other stuff. I wasn't able to attend all of them, but I was able to attend a couple of them. And it was really cool. Yeah. And I really, because I am a part of Green Team, I haven't been able to like go to many of the clubs this year. But it's really cool. And I hope that they continue, keep doing this. Like hopefully like both next semester and the semester afterward, like just they do a Green Week like once a semester. Because I think that's really cool. And it's always like, you know, save the environment. It's always good.
For me, last weekend, for my job, we have volunteer shifts. Mm-hmm. And so since it was Earth Day, we had it on that weekend on Sunday. And so I went out there, and so we had like a whole bunch of like other, you know, businesses out there, you know, some they were promoting like their how they preserve, you know, their materials like with paper and everything, and they use them and recreate things and recycle them and make them into like, you know, things you can use for yourself, like whether it's like jewelry or clothing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We also had this one section for kids where we also have you ever did the drums, the bucket drums? You know what I'm talking about? Where you can design your own drums.
Yeah. I remember doing that when I was younger.
Yeah, so they had that for kids. And so
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they had the face paint and the drums where you put the drums on. I actually made my own drum too.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
They like, you know, could put all the whatever you want around it, and then you also had like the wooden sticks, I think. So I don't know. But yeah, it was we used those it was nice, and they had like a whole bunch of food vendors out there. It was oh my gosh. They had of course they had the ice cream one, they had like this really nice seafood one.
Uh-huh.
And they had this one spot. I've actually like it's the first time I ever heard of it. It was called like Donut Z, I think. They make mini donuts, right? And uh-huh. They have like different flavors.
They have like a bunch of like different flavors.
Yeah, and I've tried it for the first time. Oh my gosh,
I've seen. Insane. Yeah,
it's a lot of sugar. I can tell you that. It's like it's crazy.
Oh, there's this one. My parents got donuts. Like, they're not like they're donuts, but they're like not donuts. They're basically croissants, like mm-hmm. glazed croissants with like.
Oh,
okay. It's like up in like up in North Hills and like. They have just a bunch of different variety, and they're, like, insane. Like, they're so good.
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah, they're really good. I forget the name of it, but it's just look up, like, croissant donuts in, like, Raleigh, North Hills, and it'll probably show up.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what on Earth Day, or that weekend, last weekend, that's where I was at. And that was fun.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Oh, sorry. I was going to get off track. I was going to say something else.
You're good.
But yeah, this is more of like an open discussion podcast for the last one, because since we're at the end of the semester. So really any and everything that's going on as we can, you know.
Yeah.
So outside of peace now talking, what's something that's, you know, like kind of interesting mm-hmm. going on outside of peace?
Outside of peace? I mean, talk about like in general or just like
in general.
I mean, nothing like that like really like hits me. I think like this year I've been so school focused.
I feel you.
And it's just like it's kind of hard to like focus on a lot of stuff outside of school. I mean, I can plug this in, but locally the museum I work at, City of Raleigh Museum, had yesterday just opened their new exhibit called Diamond Days. And it's an exhibit that focuses on just baseball. I think it particularly focuses on baseball and just Raleigh in general, like the history behind that. And they've been working on the exhibit for a while, and it looks great. If you're always like looking for just like a little spot to just, you know, like a museum, like if you're into history, museum buff, or you're just looking to a place, like if you're in downtown Raleigh and you're like trying to find a place you can just like chill out, learn, or do some activities, attend the City of Raleigh Museum, because they have a couple new exhibits up, and yeah, I think it'll really great addition to the museum.
I didn't know you worked at the museum. Is that nice?
It's really nice. I've enjoyed it. I started working there last fall. Back in October, and it's been good. It's been really enjoyable, really fun, and we're always trying to get more visitors.
Oh, I know what I can say. What can you say that's been like your favorite, like, I want to say event, because that kind of narrows it down. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess favorite event that we've like done like on campus
this
year or this semester.
That's hard.
I know, because it's so many of
them. I know, there's so many.
I still hate that. I never got to go to the I think it was in the main parlor where they had like the different, like the black and gold or the blue and like they had the, I think it was BSU that hosted it. It was that Friday night. They hosted that. I think it was that. I think it was the Ebony Ball.
Yeah, the
and
Ebony Ball.
Also the one that was at the Seaboard Station, the black
Red Rose.
Red Rose.
Red Rose.
Yeah, I actually
Red Rose was really fun this year. Is actually I think my favorite so far. I mean, like last year, like the place that we had was like bigger and it was really nice because it was like if you didn't want to be on the dance floor, you could just like go upstairs and chill there for a little bit. But this year was really fun. I think it's just like, you know, definitely this year I've met a lot more people and it was like really fun with the friends I hung out with that night. And it was overall a really fun time. I think my favorite event so far probably had to be Showcase. Just in general.
Okay.
Like, because it was just, like, really fun to go all to a lot of the different presentations. Just got to see a bunch of people I know, catch up with a bunch of different people, learn about a bunch of different stuff. You know, at the end of the day, me and my friends, we just, like, hung out and just, like, reflected a little bit. And, yeah. And it was just good. It was just a good, solid, like out of all the days, like, there's, a bunch of days, like, you can have, like, some bad days, and then there's an event going on that day, and you went to it, it's like, oh, man, I feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Or you can have a really good day and then go to an event. It was kind of disappointing, and you're just like, But, like, that whole day, it was just, like, it was just solid. Like, it was just a solid day.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say Showcase 2024 was probably my favorite event out of everything this whole year.
Did you go to when the Peace Times went to, I think we went to High Point, right? Did we go to
I was not able to attend that this year. This is the first one I've not been able to attend. I really wanted to, but that was during, it wasn't during my birthday, but my brother had come home.
I think you said that. I remember.
My brother had come home, and me, him, and my parents, we went to Wilmington over the weekend to celebrate our birthday, because our birthday had passed, but we didn't get to celebrate it together, so we came home, because it was a spring break at his school, and it was good. It was really fun. And then, yeah, I am a little disappointed. It sounded like a really fun time. I always enjoy going to those. Hopefully, I think next year it's going to be at App State, which I think will be cool. I'm not the biggest fan of the mountains, mostly just the ride up to the mountains.
Yeah.
Also because, like, I mean, I don't think, like, App State is on, like, a mountain top, but also just, like, the mountains in general, like, looking down at the heights, you're just like, okay. but I think that'll be fun. Okay. Yeah.
What else do we got? Let me see. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
There's just so much. I mean, it's just like in general, is this like the senior year that you were hoping for? Or do you think
Fall semester included?
Fall semester included. Do you think it could have been worse? Do you think it could have been better? Like, overall senior...
I think it could have been better. It could have been better. I mean, it's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes to, like, almost anything. But, yeah. I can't remember, like, everything. But I think... I can't complain, though. Because, I feel like it's been solid, when it comes to just, like, having... First of all, just having a good year in general. When it comes to, like, just having decent grades, you know.
Yeah.
You know, having fun with people. Because, like, I also... Every now and then, this year, I would go to the gym and I would hoop with some of the guys there because we would have, like, you know, hooping sessions almost, like, every day or every other day. And so whenever I get a chance to, like, I'll be able to go out there and, you know, get some, you know, have that as, like, my exercise, you know. So that's always a great thing. And then just being able to, you know, like I said, like you said, kind of, like, meet new people, chill with them, you know. It's been solid. Like, I just, like, I can't complain because it's just, like, being a senior, you have kind of, like, a less, I want to say less workload. It's just that, like, you have more time because, like, I don't have class on Fridays.
Oh, that's nice.
But, you know, at the same time, that was also, we also just started the, and I know we already talked about it, like, a while back about the new, the 4-credit courses. So, like, all of my classes, like the classes I do have on all the days are like hour and 45 minutes long, and I hate it. It's just like,
yeah,
but honestly, it's just there's only one class that like takes up the entire 1 hour and 45 that I have, but other than that, yeah, it's just like,
that's crazy to think about that this was like the first year that they implemented that. Mm-hmm. This like semester feels like it was a whole year.
I know what you mean.
Like, it feels like so long, but it's just like, oh yeah, we had like a whole other semester last year that happened.
It's one of the classes that you have to take as a senior. I have no idea what the name is, but it's the class where you can choose to take it at the first half of the semester or the second half of the semester.
Was it like a senior ethics class?
Yeah, okay. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. And so I took that. That was like, I don't know how long ago it was, but like, yeah, I took that like at the beginning of the semester. Now, like, I forgot, but like,
just like, wait, I took that class?
Yeah. But like, it was like crazy. Like, I feel like I took it like last year, but like it was all in this one.
That's what I'm saying. It feels like last semester was like last school year. It doesn't like feel like, it's so weird. I think it's just like there's so much has happened for a lot of people this year in general, especially this semester. I think this semester with us being on the Peace Times, but also just like a lot of stuff with Showcase and everything. I feel like this year the, like, you know, the leaving class, your class is a class that's definitely going to be missed. I think there's a lot of people that have made a huge impact on the school and that are going to be leaving. And, you know, it's like, it's not like the remaining classes are like my class is like, oh, my class sucks. And like, no, like I have a great class. But it's just like, I think every class has an impact. And I think personally, I've grown attached to so many people in your guys' class, you included. So it's like, it's definitely like next year you're going to come back and be like, man, it's like there's going to be an emptiness.
You'll see it, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be like a, like I think next year will be fun, but it's just like, there's going to be like a, oh man, I miss my friends.
I think it's definitely going to be like just kind of like those people you're talking about, like the athletes and the people who run the clubs and whatnot. And yeah. So like, you know, those are like you said, like it's going to be like a little bit empty, but then that's where I like, those are the spots that just like
that's the, those are the spots you can fill in.
Yeah,
and then lead, like, when, you know, because next year is going to be my last year, and then once I leave, try to get people to fill my spots in.
You really set like that mark for, you know, all the creative arts and all the, you know, the design and all that. And so I'm sure, like, honestly, like I do like what you do, because like, I don't know, I think you and Donnie that I know of that are like, you know, good designers. And so like the few
thanks, man.
You know, really good ones that I've seen that we have. And so like when I see y'all here, like it's really like nice to have y'all here, because like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, there might be, but me personally, I don't really know like other designers outside of y'all. I think
it's nice because we also had the Prism come out during Showcase. And the Prism is nice because it showcases a lot of students who maybe their art isn't out there for like a lot of like say for the Peace Times and stuff, but they like do it specifically for the Prism, and then the Prism gets them out there. The person that won last year, I won the Mabel Puke Art Award. This year it was Melissa Evers, I believe is her name, which a lot of her art is in the Prism, and it's great. So I think like having like stuff like that is good for just showcasing, because there's a lot of really great artists on campus. My whole video from my multimedia class is focusing on the importance of arts in education, because not to go too philosophical here, but it's just like, you know, everybody, there's so many people that are just like, yeah, I want to do art, but I'm not that good at it. It's just like, you say you're not good at it because you haven't done enough of it. You have to do, if you want to get better at art or use art as a pastime, you just got to practice. You just got to like do more and more, and then you'll be at a point where you're like good. Or even if it's just like, if you enjoy doing it, then just do it. You know, it's just like, it doesn't have to be something like you're particularly like really good at. Like, I enjoy playing piano. I'm not great at piano, but I enjoy doing it and I want to get better. Yeah. So it's just like, you just got to get better at it. You just gotta get on me and Donnie's level now.
I feel like you're not talking to me, because I got like points like directly at me. Like, that's like I thought of it. Like, I liked art. And but I've never been good at art.
Yeah.
And so like, and I didn't realize it was back in middle school when Just way back then when I was like kind of just tired of classes and everything, and I just wanted to be able to like let time like go by.
Yeah.
And so like I was like, I looked around and there was another guy in my class, and I was like, what does he do to like, you know, help the time go by? And I saw that he was a really, really, really good drawer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I kind of want to get into that now, so that way I can like, you know, because drawing, like that would help me like pass time. And so I did start for a while, and then I also took the I took an art class freshman year.
Yeah.
I got a C in it. But I didn't. Yeah, I kind of like didn't really. I didn't. It didn't. I didn't stick with it. And yeah. So like now that you're like saying that, kinda, like you're talking to me. Like I know. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like
really.
It kind of like I think goes for everybody. I mean, even for the people that aren't super passionate about art, like because like for me and Donnie, we are both like looking to make art as a career,
right.
And I think Donnie definitely like has hit that level of like. He's going to have a successful career. I mean, the guy, like, I mean, he made the new esports jerseys, which, I mean, they're, like, super sick.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's just, like, you know, if, like, you know, if you want to do, like, some sort of artistic value as a career, then it's just, like, yes, commit to it. But even not, I think, like, everybody, I think it's nice to have a little bit of creativity out there and, like, whatever you're interested in. But it's just, like, you know, not everybody's really does to have that artistic passion. Which is fine, you know. But if it's something you like want to do more, and just like just get into it. That's what I'm saying. But yeah.
Now that we're here, do you have any? Well, I want to say, I really enjoy like to kind of like just to start winding down.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely enjoyed like you know being a part of the podcast, starting way back in like I think my beginning of my sophomore year, I want to say. I don't think it was my freshman year. I wanted to say sophomore year. Cause when we first bought like the podcast, would come into the classroom.
When yeah.
I think it was like taking like media writing. I forgot what I was taking, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had like we practiced it. I think we weren't actually doing anything. We were just practicing like
yeah.
how a podcast setup would be
yeah.
in that classroom. And then like I didn't think I would actually like you know be kind of like overdoing it. You know like doing like for the semester like being in charge of doing it. And so I've enjoyed you know.
Mm-hmm.
Being a part of this and like you know doing this for the peace times and I would love to see like you know next semester like I go on Spotify I see peace times and
peace
I see,
times like know, what see, episodes they got what's yeah, going on I wanna the see, like, who's
doing it this year I need to see what you know what quality
yeah
quality video we yeah. have coming out so I definitely want to see like who you know taking mm-hmm. you know you could take you know hey. What I'm saying take fill in that spot
take the lead know? I yeah. mean that's probably what's gonna happen. I think that's actually really nice, though, for a lot of graduates,
mm-hmm.
especially for people who worked on the Peace Times. Like, because last year, last spring semester, Brian Martinez and Emerson, oh, I forget Emerson's last name, but Emerson and Brian mm-hmm. were the hosts of the podcast, and they killed it. I listened to a lot of their episodes, and they were really good, and they had a lot of really fun topics. And, like, when we were like, hey, we should do the podcast, I really wanted to, like, live it up to them and, like, you know, hold on to their strengths because they right. did such a good job on it. And I think, like, listening to some of the, because I haven't been, this semester particularly, haven't been a part of the podcast that much, but you've been able to take it and, like, it's been good. It's been really good. I think we've all done a pretty good job of, like, keeping it afloat, having some fun topics, fun episodes. And I think it's good, like, for a lot of graduates, they're going to be able to, like, look back and it's like, so how's the podcast doing? How's, like, Peace doing in general? And they can come on and hear what's going on.
I've actually like come to realize like a lot of people are like they when they hear like we have a podcast and like you know I hear or like I found that like they're actually are really interested in like every single time like when I did the one with Black City and Union last semester
mm-hmm.
and we had like I was only planning on having one guest but we ended up having three
yeah
and so when we came in they were like, oh my gosh, this is nice, da, 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 da. You know, this is cool, it's professional and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, when I've done it with like, other guests before, it's like, they're always so, like, shocked to see, like, you know, the setup.
How, like, professional
right.
it is.
And so, like, I come to see, like, people, you know, actually do like the podcast here. It just, like, I feel like if we were able to, like, get this more out to, like, more, you know, mm-hmm. people on campus, I feel like a lot of people would definitely be interested yeah. in, you know, being on and, like, you know, having their own segment and, you know, like, stuff like that and being, like, on Spotify, so mm-hmm. like that would be yeah. I feel like that's something that I mean I can, obviously it's like kind of late now, but I think that would be something great to see more like you know students like kind of getting into like you know being on a podcast here and like mm-hmm. you know really make something more of it as well because like you know this is like you know something that goes out to you know the world technically. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's a great outlet for our school, and so like it's been great for me to be a part of it. So I'm glad like I've been able to like do this for like the last, you know, semester.
Last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's been great. I think somebody asked me at the at Showcase during our presentation, it's like, what's the future plans for the podcast? And future plans are mostly just to get more people on the podcast, you know, not just people in the Peace Times, but people, you know, on campus with a bunch of different clubs. People like, there was a lot of people. I think we got like a decent amount of people come on this year, like a couple of like people who are like in a sport or in a specific club. We got like, we got the student president on the podcast, I believe, at one point.
This semester? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. It's the one that we still need to like.
Still trying to get that up.
Yeah, I know. We had some technical issues.
Yeah. But we've got people. We've gotten a lot of people on it, like, nonetheless, or people to join in. Mm-hmm. And I think next semester our goal is to just get more people on, get it out there more. Because I feel like people don't think this might be an actual podcast. And it's like, no, it is a podcast. You know, you come in, you just talk about what's going on at the school. Or also outside of campus, try to get people on that too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, we come in and talk. And I think this year particularly, I think we really nailed it on the head this year. It's been good.
Yeah, it's been great. You have any final comments?
I think pretty much it's just, I'm looking forward to coming back next year. I hope, Jacob, you are successful in your endeavors after graduation. And, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys. Yeah, great. Great semester.
See y'all later.